views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Jen Royster Show, Intuitive Guidance to Inspire Your Life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. We're doing a special show today on, you know, honoring our mothers, or if you are a mother, you have a mother, that's crossed over. Maybe it's a special type of mothering. Maybe you're adoptive mother, or you're an adoptive mother, or, you know, even the men have to play that role sometimes. And sometimes we're just nurturing others. This is a big feminine energy that we've had coming and flowing in to really balance things out, because love is a nurturing, healing energy. And there's just something about that that we see in moms when they just go that extra mile for us. I do want to say a big thank you for those that have, before we keep going on, and this is on a mother note, I guess, last week I did have my son on and we talked about PTSD, and it was a big show for both of us. And I'm very, very proud of him that he was able to come on and speak to a big audience like that. I just want to say thank you to those that have written in, or if it's helped you or in any way. That podcast is out there now. If it was something that would help you or someone you know going through that, We really wanted to bring it to you, but it was probably one of the hardest ones we've ever had to do for me personally and for my son. So I want to tell him thank you, a big shout out to him for doing that. That was big for him. Now, this show is also a bit big for me as well. We're doing it on honoring moms. I'm a mom. I have a mom. I had a mom that passed away. I also have a stepmom, and I feel like I've had a lot of moms in my life, but I've always had, you know, a little bit of an upheaval with it somewhat. But I do want to say that anything can be healed. So if you're listening to the show and maybe you're struggling with a relationship of this type, this also is for you too, because we're going through so much. Yes, we are. We're talking about that, you know, quite a bit with all the energies happening. And some people are getting a little bit overwhelmed by it. There's no need to be overwhelmed, but it can happen very easily. And my biggest thing to say to you is, if you feel overwhelmed in any way by all the energies that are coming through right now, just stop right where you are and take a break. Because sometimes you may find that you're going through all these hoops. You're just trying to keep up all the time. You know, like, oh, I got to do this, got to do that, got to do this. And sometimes you just feel like you're spinning in circles. And that's going to be happening quite a bit right now till we adjust and acclimate and find out, wait a minute, maybe this needs to go away in my life. Or maybe I need to change up how I'm doing things. Well, that's exactly what this energy is doing. It's helping us get organized on which way we want to move forward. If you're not feeling that excitement about what you're doing, maybe it's time to change it up. So that was something that I was feeling very, very strong right before we came on the air. But this whole episode about moms, this is about how angels help moms. And I've been communicating with the angels. You know, I do that a lot. And I do that every day. I can't imagine my day without them by my side. They have helped me through so much. My mom is crossed over, like I said. And, you know, when they're crossed over, you feel like, but I miss them and I want to connect with them. And an angel, you know, the angels can help you with that. I want to explain something about the way I understand it, or the way it is for me intuitively. Some people get confused with this because if they're over there and crossed over, how can they be here around us? And there is a difference in that. Energy does not have to be in the same space. It can reach anywhere. Love crosses all boundaries. We hear that. When you have an intention of love or you want to say hello, it will reach that person no matter where they are. And synchronicities can be incredible. They can be absolutely dynamic when it comes to, I miss my mom, or maybe my mom lives on the other side of the country, or, you know, something like that. And you want that connection. You feel like you're disconnected. Let the angels help you with that, because when we ask for that assistance and we ask, you know, the divine, like, can we just connect a little bit more on an energetic level from the heart? There's your cue. You're working from the heart. You're opening your heart to allow love in and to flow back out. If you've been through something painful or toxic or hurtful when it comes to a mother, this can be healed too. Sometimes we may not be able to be together, whether it's a situation and everybody's still alive, or maybe they have passed away. Maybe you're a mom that's missing a daughter or son that has passed over. These things happen, okay? This is part of life. They're not easy, but we can truly find a way through this. We can reach out. We can find that peace. We can communicate. We can feel a love that goes beyond what this physical world is all about. And when we can do that and not be afraid of that, it can move mountains as far as, you know, lifting that heavy pain. It can help so much. We don't ever forget. We don't stop missing them. I wouldn't tell you that you won't stop missing them. But you can shift the energy of how it's affecting you and how you're moving forward in life. Because there's a great joy in with people you love when they are happy and fulfilling, you know, their life purpose, or they're really moving forward positively. We always want that for each other. So if you find you're being competitive with that, that's an interesting one, because that Scorpio moon is bringing that up right now. You know, we find that, you know, if you have any kind of shadow side that needs to be worked out, kinked out, it's probably going to rear its head a little bit right now. And you're going to be feeling like, I know better than this. I don't want to be like this, you know, or you feel those little bit of, you know, things coming up in you that you don't feel are very positive or the way you want to be. Don't ignore it. Acknowledge it and work through it, because that's going to be big. It's a big way to heal that right now. That intention of that energy coming through right now is to help you heal some things that maybe you've put away or aside and you've avoided. It's not letting you avoid it anymore, right? That's a lot of the energy that came through with that full moon we had last week. So these are things that you may feel like, well, I don't want to feel like that. Or, you know, maybe there's some forgiveness or releasement that you need to do with a mother relationship, or in your own with your own children. So we're going to keep the lines open today. It's 1-800-930-2819. We are doing intuitive angel readings. If you have a question, we are working to deliver some positive messages for any relationship that would be in a nurturing mom way. And this is in honor of Mother's Day, which is coming up Sunday. So gosh, it's already here. So think about how you would want to send a message to your mom with intention from your heart. What is it that you would really want to resolve, to release? What would you want to say? This is about healing all of that intensity and that anger. If it's rearing and it's up there on the surface, then it's time to release it. And that's what this energy is all about. We have a caller that I'm going to bring on when we come back. We're going to take a short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And we will be right back after the break.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know, and all the people that come and go stop and say hello. On the corner is a bank of the motor.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show Marketing Masters with Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will bring you the best of the best thought leaders from around the world to share marketing strategies and best practices. Get fired up to grow your business with the Queen of Marketing. To contact Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. And today we're talking about how angels are helping moms and the support that they bring. I mean, sometimes you can just be at wit's end out there if you're raising young children, you got your hands full and you're running around, you're busy. Sometimes you just feel like, I need some help. Well, you have it. And I wanted to just bring that to everyone's attention because it's a beautiful thing to know that there's support no matter what. Even if it's not another person, you do have support. And you'd be surprised how creative the angels can be when they bring that support in when you need it. Now, we do have a caller on the line, so let's bring on Deborah from Missouri. Hi, Deborah. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi, Jan.
Hi there. How are you today? What do you have going on? What's your question?
Well, I'm a mother to a rescue horse.
It rescues, I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm a mother to a rescue horse.
Oh, a rescue horse.
Yes, a rescue horse. And so my question is, if you could talk to her spirit and ask her what I can do so when I'm riding her in a pen or outside of the pen, that she will walk and she won't just start and stop and start and stop, or she'll go sideways and go right to run me, you know, right leg right into the pen.
Okay. So she's going with some things that she learned before you had her, which you're aware of, right? You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on is when you go to ride her, before you ride her, and I'm sure you're already doing this somewhat, but it's more of a re-emphasis of that. Horses are a lot like dogs, where they love that bond, that affection, that love. And it's kind of going and approaching in a gentle, like, you know, kind of loving her a little bit, giving the energy with the intention of love, because she's a little bit, she's overcoming some things that she doesn't trust. Does that make sense? She's working on overcoming some things from her past that she doesn't trust. So,
I don't know what happened in her past. So,
right, yeah. Inner past. That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't know what those are. What it feels like is maybe there was a rider that wasn't so nice. Okay. I know you have that in you. You're a very giving and affectionate person. And I know you're doing that. But that is really where you want to put all that energy, is just gentle stroking. Believe it or not, like the brushing or just, you know, kind of petting along their mane inside of there where she can see you and she starts to trust you is very gentle and calms their nerves. And then when you get on, just maybe not make it so quick. Keep it in a gentle walk before you actually try to go into a ride, like a full ride. I don't know if you're doing that or not, but she's kind of triggering, like, she's trying to assert a will where she wants to tell you how it's going to be. She's working on trusting you to lead her. So this is just a relationship that's developing right now. So it's kind of like a teenager that doesn't want to listen to mom. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you're doing really, really well from what I understand. And she does like you. But there's this trust that she's working on because she hasn't been able to trust humans so much. And so it's kind of a big one. So for her, traumatically, I don't want you to kick me. You know, she doesn't want to be, you know, treated that way. They're sensitive, like emotionally, horses. And I know they are, but like they remind me so much of a relationship with a dog. Because it's a very loyal and it's a very close bond one-on-one with a horse. And so approaching it that way is going to truly help her trust you more. And then if the other energy, and this is the big one that I'm getting really strong, I'm getting this from Archangel Ariel, because Ariel can help you with animals too, is be sure when you are working with her that it's very confident, that you're confident, that you're trusting your own self and you're not second guessing your decisions. Because to an animal, they pick up on that big time. Big time do they pick up on that. And then if you're second guessing what you should do, then they're second guessing what you should do. And then they're picking up on that energy. So You're going to want to make sure with intention that you're confident before even approaching to go on the ride or even working with her. It's like building a relationship with her, letting, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that making sense? Any of that making sense for you?
Yes. Yes. What I've tried the clicking to get her to go, or the kissing, or even kick her on the side. And I just wondered what would work best for her. So.
Yeah, she may do better with a slight rubbing versus the kick, because she's not liking the kick is what I'm picking up. I think it was too rough. I think it was just, you know, too rough. Now, she does have a streak in her that's a little strong. She has a dominant tendency to tell you what to do, too, got her into trouble before. And so it's going to take some patience on your part. I do feel like, you know, she's like, I'm going to take care of this if they don't know what they're doing kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
So that I feel, so you got a couple of things there. She's kind of being alpha a little bit because she doesn't trust it. When you show your confidence in you, and maybe instead of the kick, maybe rubbing with your heel. I don't know if that's possible, but it feels like if you went sideways instead of like hitting direct, it may make a difference because it's I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm a little person, so when I kick, I probably don't even kick that hard.
I'm sure you don't. I know you don't. And she just went through some stuff, and that, you know, she's working out some anger issues about how she was treated before as well. And when you trust and you're just a calm, gentle energy, but you have, you're calm, gentle, but confident, it's going to make a huge difference with her. You'd be surprised just thinking confidence, being sure and giving that intention in your thoughts. They'll pick that up quicker than you even trying to talk to her. You may not want to talk so much. You may want to just do it with your thoughts more. Sometimes chatter for an animal can be chaotic because it's just a lot of noise. You know, it's just noisy. So using your intention with your thoughts can actually get the signal across more clear. It's worth a try. I would give it a shot because it sounds like it's a beautiful horse. And when you guys work this out, how long have you had the horse?
I've leased her and I just adopted her a couple days ago.
Is brand new.
3 days ago.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is brand new. This is a matter of her bonding with you. It's a building a relationship. You still work with the training, but definitely. Okay. That's actually that couple of days that actually validates to me what I'm picking up. It's just the bonding of the relationship and getting used to, you know, she needs to trust. And she doesn't know you very well yet. So she needs to learn that you're gentle but confident. That's the two words that you really want her to hear clearly from your energy. And she's going to be great. You're going to have a best friend there.
That would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. How old is your horse?
They're not quite sure, so I'm thinking maybe probably 15 or 16, something like that.
Oh, okay. Okay, so she's going to have a little bit more of a set in her way with that, too. But you know what? I really feel like this is going to be a beautiful summer for you, and you guys are going to have an incredible relationship that's going to keep growing stronger. Be confident, Deborah, and it's going to work out. Because you already have a gentle, nurturing nature. That's just natural for you. But confidence is going to be so important on this one. She's going to help you learn that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure.
And you're like, yeah, I'm relating to what she's saying. Yeah, she is going to help you learn how to be confident and you can be gentle, but confident and make decisions and not worry that it's, you know, is this okay for you or is that okay? That actually shows insecurity. And it's a little more chaotic energy. So know that you can give her so much and it's going to work, but we have to go to break. But that was a great Great question, and thanks for bringing that on the air, and it was great to talk to you. I wish you happy Mother's Day because you have a beautiful friend you are taking care of, and I think that's wonderful that you did that. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for everything.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. We are going to take another quick break. We're talking about angels helping moms, and they can help in so many ways. And if you want to call in, the number is 1-800-930-2819. We want to put those messages out there and clear up the communication, because love is in the air in a nurturing way, so we can do that for each other. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
All this talk is really useless.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio. A rare and unique opportunity for listeners of the Dr. Pat Show. And get into it, winning at the game of life with Lynn Brown. Lynn is looking for a special in-studio guest to receive live on-air energy tools that you can use every day. Join Lynn as she takes you and the listeners on a journey to cleanse your energy. If you are interested in learning about your intuitive nature, how to cleanse your energy, want to create new levels of clarity and ease in your life, have not received training of psychic or energy tools previously, and are at least 30 years old, Lynn wants to help you. If you're ready to get into it and join Lynn for a powerful hour of amazing live training, email Lynn at lynn@ruintuit.com. That's letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio. And here's your tip of the day. When we choose to release the baggage that's in the way of manifesting our destiny, it doesn't mean that we have to abandon everyone. And if you think that, then you are being held by an energy that can feel extremely negative. If I ask you where you're feeling it, common places being the solar plexus or your heart space, you will notice that the joy is gone. You were withdrawing energetically, pulling back. When we came into this world, it wasn't to be miserable and to tolerate and to live according to the needs and desires of others. So choose now. What are you wanting in your life? Are you hiding behind others and their needs so you don't have to step onto your own life path? Guilt is learned. Let's undo it and get our joy back. Let's switch up the language. Join me on Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio or visit LeslieFontaine.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. That was a good one, Brian. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, JR.
I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. And we're talking about angels helping moms and all the many ways they do that. When I was a mom raising two young boys, my boys, boy, that was something. They were 22 months apart and all boy. So, you know, that was just fun and kept you very, very busy. And there were times where, you know, you just were worn out and you wanted to cry and you just wanted to make sure they're okay. Cause they were full of themselves. I mean, boys will get into it. And I remember one day, this was the best. And I'll never forget this. I had one that was much more mischievous than the other one. And actually that was the one that was on the show last week. And the younger one was always like, well, you know, he was the one that was always doing things, you know, not getting into trouble so much. But then again, he was the lawyer of the family. So they would, you know, team up. And it's like, okay, you go ask them because you can negotiate for us. I mean, they're like 4 and 6 years old doing this, you know, working it out. Well, one day I overheard, because you pray for them and you pray that they're safe and you do your best, and we can only protect them but so much. It's a natural instinct to want to protect when you're a mom. But then we have to also trust that we have that support when we pray or ask for that. And I did this all the time. I always asked for that help and support, and I had angels and my guides helping me all along. Well, I overheard one day they were talking back in one of the bedrooms, and the older one that was always getting caught out or getting in trouble or kind of new, the little one was deciding to do something mischievous, the younger one that never did anything wrong. And I overhear the older one telling him, don't do it because mom will know because she prays. I'm like, whoa. It, you know, you can't help but think that's so adorable. But he was showing that faith and that belief, like, no, she really does do this, and it won't work because she's got help that you don't know about. And he was telling him, and they were 4 and 6 years old. I will remember that forever because I went, oh my gosh, I just saw a belief in a higher, you know, support that my younger son, the one that was here last week, was actually acknowledging, and then he was telling his younger brother. You see, they help you a lot more than you think. That's one of my many, many stories. On the other side of that, a mom that maybe passed away, crossed over, like my mom, they will find ways to come through. And I remember, I guess it was about 9 months after my mom had passed away, and things were kind of tough with our relationship. I won't pretend they were perfect. It's much better now because we worked it out, believe it or not, afterwards. But she came through. She came through to me through another intuitive. And I remember we were, you know, because I have a lot of intuitive friends and we help each other all the time. And I remember in this particular time, and this was something that would be extremely unique, and this is how they would do it. They're going to find that very unique either phrase, word, expression, personality, something that's so unique you know it's them. And mom did that because she had been really quiet. And I you know, I talk a lot about my dad comes through all the time, and he does. He's pretty regular with it, where my mom, not so much. She was a little bit more distant. And I was always wondering, why doesn't she come through more? You know, and I was feeling like I want my mom. You know, you feel like that. Well, and this was, gosh, this was 10, 15 years ago, I guess. Well, this was a while ago. I'm losing track of when it was. It was a while ago. But she came through in the most unique way ever. I thought, oh my gosh, that is definitely her. Well, the intuitive that I meant talking about never met her, never knew her. And we had only known each other for a very short time. And all of a sudden, he starts going, woo, just like that. This woo, like, what in the world? And I'm looking. It ran a chill through me because anybody that knew my mother knew that that was something she did. She just expressed and blew out air like that. Woo, you know, real strong. And we used to think it was so funny and like, mom, you're kind of over-exaggerative, you know, being teenagers and being embarrassed all the time, that kind of thing. Well, she used that because she knew that would get my attention. And boy, did it. And that went through me like you would not believe. And there was something tremendously healing that came through that. And when she came through on that particular session, she was coming through to tell me she was sorry for some things. But then I was able to do that too, because sometimes we feel like we can't do that after someone's passed, and that's not true. If you can send love across, forgiveness and apologies are also something that is about love and healing, and that's going to get through too. Well, that made the biggest difference for me. It was huge. It was just that little thing that used to embarrass me or kind of, you know, annoy me when I was younger. She used that, and it was the most awesome thing when she came through. So you see, it can go both ways. We can go that way. They can come this way. Moms will love you forever. I mean, that doesn't stop. And they support you. If they're there, they'll support you. If they're on the other side of the country, I mean, I know that I've experienced that as a mom. Both my children, they don't live right here in the same area that I do. They live in other states. But they know that I'm sending that to them. They know that. They've called me and they said, Mom, I could just feel you or I could see you. And they know that I'm sending that to them. They know that I'm giving them that love and support. I don't interfere, and it's different. There's a big difference in interfering and meddling and trying to control an adult child. You don't want to do that. You need to let them be free to live their life. That's probably the hardest part about being a mom, is we need to, you know, respect the free will of another adult. And we don't ever see our children as an adult sometimes, but they are adults and they do have a journey and they do have to experience it. I have been on both sides of so many aspects of this topic that I truly feel that in general, the nurturing energy of the feminine energy that the world needed so much to just balance out some of this, you know, intense, you know, conquering energy is much needed today. And we need it in everybody, not just women, you know, it's not just about being an actual biological mom. I mean, look at all the people out there that are adopting a child in need. Beautiful. Kudos to you too. Or an animal. That's amazing. What about a whole organization or people that are passionate? That's men and women. What about children? If you see your children have this natural nurturing that they just want to take care of animals or they want to do things like that, they have that feminine energy the world needs. That doesn't mean that if it's a boy, you know, oh no, you're not being balanced. No, of course not. Everybody has both energies. Everybody has both. I have male energy too. I have feminine energy. One can outride the other a lot. I mean, you'll see that too. When I need to be a leader, my male energy is stronger. But when I need to nurture and I need to have tenderness coming from my heart and I need to be creative and I need to support someone, that feminine energy side of me comes out. You could say mother, father, if you want, but that's what this is. So energy that's balanced and has both. Now you have the leader and you have the confidence, and now you have that nurturing energy that can be creative and support as well. Because we want support and we want to be able to support another. So that's a beautiful, perfect world to me. And if we can put our intention into that kind of balance, we will see the world we want to live in. I'm going to take another break. My gosh, these breaks keep coming fast. I guess I feel like I just lapsed in time there. This is a powerful message that I really want to get to you, because angels keep bringing me so much to give you. And I'm going to bring the rest of that to you when we come back. If you are just tuning in, we're talking about angels helping moms for Mother's Day and in honor of all the moms out there that nurture. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Lifestyle in retirement? It's a question people often wonder about. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new confident retirement approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the confident retirement approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, at 425-453-0272 for your confident retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment and advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give Love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We're talking about angels helping moms. And this is all about that feminine energy. This is Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. And then we have this crazy energy that we've had with the Scorpio moon coming in, but it is with the Taurus sun. Okay, so it's interesting, that dynamic there. You can look that one up. That's all written out in the astrology. But the one thing that it is going to shine light on is if you have a shadow side that just wants to be intense or angry, okay? Scorpio has a temper, so to speak. And if you have anything in an area of life that you feel, you know, impatient with, or you feel that coming up, and you're probably going to see that across the board here because the energies are just really showing everything for what it is. And you know, that's just what's happening everywhere. For you individually, you're going to discover your imbalances. Now, with angels helping moms, angels can help you with that nurturing side of you. And that's the mom part I want to address now. Ask yourself this. Do you feel awkward when it comes to nurturing and comforting somebody? Or do you feel awkward receiving it? Do you realize that that's a rejection of the feminine energy side of life? Now that's kind of like a whoa, you know? But it's true. It's true. Some of us, you know, we can be caretakers and we can be, you know, making sure everybody else is okay. And moms are pretty infamous for this, you know, because we're so used to putting ourselves last and things like that. Mm-mm. Where's the balance? One, when someone wants to help you and support you, do you allow it or does it feel awkward? And what about if you're in a position, maybe you're part of a group or organization, or maybe, you know, there's a situation where you need to be taking care of someone, or you feel awkward with it. You know, you don't know how, you just feel like you're not good at that or something. This would be an indication that this is the energy that needs balancing within you, that it needs balance. We all have it. We all want to have that balance of give and receive. I hear it so much that, you know, you'll hear people that are just so upset, or they actually have resentment because they're doing and doing and doing for everybody else, and then they don't understand why nobody's doing anything for them. But if you really dig deep, are they allowing someone to do anything for them? Sometimes that's hard if you've been through something where, you know, you don't trust, like Deborah was talking about at the beginning of the show with the horse. I mean, if you've been through it, you're like, I'm just going to do it myself. That's the only one I can trust. Well, these are things to address for balance and to heal. And I bring up all the different energies that are happening because they really are bringing it up to the surface where it's really hard to avoid them anymore. So you're going to feel that, oh gosh, why can't this one just go away? I've dealt with this already. Well, it's going to bring it up to make sure you can go to the next level of your journey. so you can ascend in a higher frequency for happiness, because that's where it's all going. So it's just making it harder and harder to avoid it, ignore it, or not take it seriously. Balance is the way the universe is designed to operate at its highest efficiency and potential. And the mom energy, the feminine energy, the nurturing energy has to have the balance and the equal time there. And that's where we are as humanity. That's where we are as individuals. Are you nurturing yourself? There's another part of it. Be sure that you're allowing yourself to honor and respect you. Because when you can do that within yourself, now that just takes a whole nother level of ascension for you. You are going to be able to do so much more. You're going to find that contentment, peace. I mean, really, when you have that balance, now we don't have this buildup and this energy that gets trapped, that now we have a resentment building up or an anger. It really is going to show you those areas that you might need to tweak a little bit. And so I say with that, do that and honor all the nurturing and all the moms out there, whether it's you or another. Just take a moment and do that. It doesn't have to be just on what the calendar says Mother's Day is, but just do that. You know, acknowledge that that's part of everyday life, that is part of who we are, and we don't want to ignore that part. It's not the weak part just because it's, you know, more emotional. It's feeling. People have been avoiding emotions for years, and it's time to allow those back in because they're amazing sensories for us. We have emotions. It's part of us. It's accepting a lot of who we are. Now, before we go off the air, because this one just went faster to me for some reason. I don't know. Maybe I just zoned out or something. I don't know. But we have Mother's Day coming up. So, you know, that's on Sunday. So happy Mother's Day to all of the moms out there that are doing so much to care and support another. I honor you. And if you want to go over to my website, please do go over. I'm going to be putting out some announcements in there with different things that I have going on. But if you sign up on the newsletter, you'll get a weekly news email that will give you everything that I'm doing, including upcoming show listings for live shows. And if I'm doing an event or a guest on something. And on that note, this Tuesday, on May 12th, I'm going to be guest hosting and filling in for Dr. Pat on her show. And so if you want to join me then, it's going to be at 10 a.m. I'll be over there at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat show Tuesday, May 12th. That's 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. So it's always an honor to go over and help her on her show and just help an incredible lady that's done a lot of things for this world. So I wish everyone a beautiful and peaceful, nurturing, loving, good energy weekend. I wish you great success as you're working through your Scorpio that's showing you what areas of your life need tweaking. I know that there are a lot of people out there that feel like, I don't know what's going to work anymore. And, you know, we are all in a time where everything kind of feels like it got thrown up in the air and we just don't feel the same about things right now. You're not by yourself. And I want you to know that. And that's my nurturing coming out to help you with that and support you. And that's coming from the angels as well, because they just keep pushing me to make sure I mention things like that to you. I'm very blessed to be able to do that in a broadcast because I can reach a lot of people and help them that way. Just know that you're not by yourself. We are all reorganizing and restructuring where we want to go as humanity for the future. So let's make it count. Working individually on your own issues and balance will help the greater whole. And so kudos to you that are people that are doing that with intention. That is what we want. With that, I'm going to be signing off here. Thank you so much for listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. Come over and check out my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. With that, we'll see you next week on The Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.